problems at Veterans Affairs and the unsuccessful rollout of healthcare.gov, could they be evidence of something systemic? Some call it a civil service crisis. Whatever it is, it's claimed jobs at both the career and political appointee levels. John Palguda is the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. He joins us with his take on what's going on. John, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So do you think modern administrations are simply too distant and unconcerned with the nuts and bolts of managing the government?
Well, that's part of it, Tom. Let's be clear that, first of all, the situation in the Department of Veterans Affairs that's in the news 24/7 now is a mess. Clearly something went wrong. Falsifying patient wait times, taking months to provide health care to needy veterans, totally unacceptable. The question is, we know it was broken, but how do we fix it? And ultimately, it comes down to the people. The Department of Veterans Affairs is now the largest single federal agency in the executive branch. And it's got a lot of moving pieces. We know the fix, whatever the fix is got to deal with the people issues, and it's not going to be quick or easy. These problems developed over time. It's going to require a comprehensive approach, but that's not the kind of patience that we typically see from the public or from some of the our friends on the Hill. But I have to tell you, Tom, what's being proposed so far, and I haven't seen all the details of Senator Sanders' bill. His looks to be a little bit more comprehensive. But what we've seen introduced so far, I don't think, will be the fix. In fact, there are Band-Aids that could actually make matters worse. The notion of, if we simply make it possible to fire executives at will, that's going to take care of things? I don't think so.
But John, let me ask you this, because I want to draw upon your expertise in the civil service, all things civil service. What do you think accounts for the fact that there seems to be this entrenchant problem, at least at one particular VA health system, the Phoenix VA health system, where there was something going on that clearly was wrong, and it filtered up and down the chain, and nobody in Washington apparently got wind of it until recently? I mean, what is broken here?
Several things, Emily. One, I think we have to take a look at, in terms of the workforce, clearly how we hire, how we develop managers and leaders, how we monitor performance, how we reward and hold people accountable, but also how do we encourage employees to come forward with bad news? There was no lack of individuals who knew that what they were doing, there was something wrong. It was not the right way to operate. But there was apparently a real culture of, we don't pass bad news up the line. And so that's part of it. And so when I say, Emily, that the, if we simply make it easier to fire, people, I don't think that's going to encourage folks to come forward with bad news. When I say, things could be made worse, in 1978, Congress put into law protections for employees who were coming forward with reports of fraud, waste, mismanagement, because they understood it was in the public interest for this information to be, out there, to be discussed, to be dealt with, to be fixed. And so far, I haven't seen anything that's really going to, do a better job of fixing the cultural issues, of encouraging folks to come forward, of rewarding people for the right things, and holding them accountable when they do something wrong. The Partnership for Public Service has proposed a broad set of civil service reforms. The status quo, there are very few defenders of the status quo in terms of how the civil service system works now. The difficulty is figuring out, well, how do we do it differently? How do we fix it?
Well, and I would say perhaps another difficulty is getting the people in charge to actually care and do something.
To some extent, I would agree with that. I do think the people at the top, I think Secretary Shinseki cared. He cared a great amount. But, you know, for some reason, he was isolated from what was really going on. I think there's a ton of employees at the Department of Veterans Affairs. I've had the opportunity over my career to spend a lot of time visiting different VA facilities, VA hospitals around the nation. There is a lot of very caring employees. They, in fact, it bothers them more than anybody else to see this kind of thing going on that we saw at the Phoenix VA. It's that, you know, those few individuals who somehow go off the rails. How do we fix that? How do we, make sure that they're caring about the veterans, not their own careers or their own incentives?
Well, John, getting to that point, of course, the person that is in charge of the Phoenix Medical Center, which, according to Wall Street Journal analysis, also has lousy medicine. Relative to some of the very good medicine at other VA medical centers, in particular, say, Boston, which gets high marks for the care it does deliver. But there were 19 reports from the IG or the Government Accountability Office about long wait times, and not just in Phoenix, but I think there was also mentioned in Virginia, a couple of them, in Texas. I just was looking at the list yesterday. So several states, several big facilities had this problem going back to 2005. And that gets me back to my original question, is why didn't any deputy secretary, assistant secretary, or secretary in either of two administrations ever take a look at these reports and go down there to Phoenix or Dallas or the two places in Virginia or wherever it was and look for themselves? And that's not a civil service issue. They could have fired those people anytime they wanted.
Yeah, and I think we still have to unravel some of how in the world did the culture arrive at this place where you had some reports coming out and it wasn't being addressed. I will tell you one thing, Tom. I think that's at play here is that some of the things that were being revealed were things that. The fix was going to be difficult. It was going to require perhaps more resources or require some intensive changes over time, and that the hard work of government seems to get short shrift. The quick fix, the let's pass the bill, let's make it let's have this happen, problem solved, let's move on to something else. Isn't the way good government operates. Good government takes sustained management attention, getting make sure you have the right people, the right incentives, the right metrics. What measures gets treasured, and I think in some cases we were measuring the wrong things. So I think the hard part of making government work just doesn't get the priority that it needs, but we can change that. If anything good comes out of this, it's going to be that perhaps we can arrive at a better place. And it's not just for VA. I mean, VA is the one in the news right now, and it is the biggest agency, but I do think this is something that we have to look at comprehensively across government.
Well, John, let me ask you this. We talked about Shinseki a while back, and I think that actually most people, what I've heard, praise him as a good leader, a good secretary. But can people at that level actually enact meaningful reform in terms of civil service when perhaps the politicians in Congress and the White House come in with very little experience at doing this and also with their attention elsewhere, always focused on the election cycle?
Well, I've often said, Emily, that being a manager, being a leader in government is one of the toughest jobs around. Even more so than in a large private sector firm, because you have all of these things that you have to try to figure out how do you deal with it. Congress is outside your control, as a cabinet secretary, but somehow you've got to figure out a way to interact with them to get things done. I think it's possible. I think Secretary Shinseki was ill-served by obviously people below him. Now that this is out there, I think we're going to see some activity in the right direction within the department. But I think we've got to figure out a way to get these lessons learned, move forward. We've got to not say, okay, it'll eventually get fixed, and 6 months from now it's all fine. No, we got to pay attention to this for years going forward. And we got to make sure we have the right leaders, right incentives. It can be done. It's just it's very difficult, but it can be done. There's no question about it. And I think we need to get Congress engaged in some civil service reforms more comprehensively, not the small things, the Band-Aids, as I said. I think we need to look at our incentives. It's very hard to bring bad news forward in government because you don't get rewarded for bringing bad news forward. In fact, you can get clobbered. We've got to figure out a way to change that so people can do the right thing. It's not an easy fix, unfortunately. But again, I think something good can come out of this. But we need to keep focus on this and not forget that we had a problem here.
Yeah.
And assume it's going to go away soon.
John Palguda is Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. John, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily and Tom.